another podcast, looking back at Gorse history through the pages of the Bunyip. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure. So what have you got for us this week, Sarah?
So 150 years ago, the Bunyip reported on railway firing and fires, another rail story this week.
Yes.
So the article reads that we are glad to announce that the hint we gave in our last as to burning off the dry grass along the railways has been promptly acted upon, and the railway gangs, having been set to work of firing the grass on Monday morning and having been at that useful work during the week.
So the Bunyip had influence
that
there.
Just goes to show that the paper can get things done.
Yes.
Sometimes it takes a little bit of a public push. And action is taken.
This is a lovely follow-on to last week's story, in fact.
It certainly is.
People are saying, you know, there's a danger of fires getting out of hand.
So if anyone is listening from council or the government, please cut the grass near the Evanston Gardens train station.
Yes. It's getting a bit long.
It's getting a bit long. We're getting a bit nervous.
Yes. Especially after last year.
Whoever's responsible, please cut the grass.
Yes. So what was happening 100 years ago?
So 100 years ago, a transfiguration fete was reported on. So the article says, the fete organised at Gawler South on November 13 for the Church of the Transfiguration was an unqualified success. The workers gaining the magnificent return of £10.12 net. As a result of this achievement, the debt on this splendid building will be reduced to £180.
Wow. £180 to build a church.
Well,
I assume it was 190 at least, but that puts into context the price of building, doesn't it?
It does. I wish I could buy a house for £180.
Yes.
What would that equate to in dollars?
I don't know. Because
a bit more.
It's very difficult. The only real way is to look at other costs at the time.
Yeah.
To get an idea of how much £180 was.
Well, a lot more affordable than these days.
It was a huge amount of money because a good salary, £100 a year back then, was a good salary. You know, that would be like teachers, I think, were on about £70 a year in 1914.
That's amazing.
Yes, yeah. It doesn't sound like a huge amount of money for 100 years ago.
It sounds a lot more manageable.
Yes, at times.
If you only pay £70 a year, maybe not.
It was a male teacher's wage too. Female teachers got paid less.
Of course they did.
So what was happening 50 years ago?
So this is quite a dramatic story. 50 years ago, a local lad was in a yacht drama. So Brenton Sims, aged 18, of Gawler, was one of four Adelaide University students who spent some hours clinging to an overturned yacht off of Normanville before being rescued on Friday afternoon. The yacht, an 18-foot 6-inch Sharpie, overturned about 3/4 of a mile offshore. Normally it would have been possible to right the boat and keep sailing, but one of the side tanks was leaking and this made riding the boat impossible.
Wow.
So that would have been a very frightening experience for the boys.
Yes, they were lucky.
Very, very lucky.
Yeah, quite dangerous.
Yeah, like in the sea, with the waves, rough seas. Yeah, it would have been a very scary experience.
Notice it's about university students again, because we had a story last week about a university student.
We did, studying his medical degree. And now, you know, I'm sure that the yacht club and uni is like the upper class feeling, isn't it?
Yes, it's 50 years ago would be about the time that education became free. It was university education became free when Gough Whitlam came to power in 1971. So it's just before.
Interesting.
50 years ago, So, what was happening 25 years ago?
So, 25 years ago, there was a frightening recount of someone being trapped for 8 hours in a car. So, a Stockport man lay in the wreck of his escort panel van for more than 8 hours before being found at the weekend. The 37-year-old man's vehicle ran off of Robbins Road near Stockport and into a culvert about 11 p.m. on Saturday night, but he was not discovered until 7:30 a.m. the following morning. A doctor living further along the road was one of the first on the scene after a farmer's daughter discovered the accident and raised the alarm. Wow.
So the dangers of country roads.
Yeah, just being trapped for 8 hours.
Not being found. Doesn't say how badly injured he was.
No, it doesn't. They mustn't have had that information.
That would be equally as traumatic as the yacht story.
Yes, some dramatic stories this week coming out of the Bunyip.
Like the 10 years ago one is a little more predictable.
Yes, and you know what? Still very timely. Yes. So 10 years ago, town centre parking came under review. So the article reads, 2-hour parking limits may be implemented between Lindock Road and Bridge Street under a council review of parking controls. Gawler Council is considering extending parking controls for the length of Murray Street rather than between Cowton and Lindock Roads. It would replace parking signs that were along the footpath prior to the Murray Street upgrade. So we know that these parking restrictions did come into play. Mm-hmm. I believe that they're 3 hours, aren't they? Not two.
I'm not sure because I never park on Murray Street if I can help it.
That is fair because it's hectic and yes. It's awkward to park.
Yes.
What's the word?
Reverse parallel parking.
Thank you.
I learned it for my driving test and I've never attempted it since.
On Murray Street, because of the traffic.
Yes, that's
right. There's too much anxiety for you to block everyone to do it.
That's right. I would feel way too stressed.
The pressure, yeah. And that's why I feel like I'm more comfortable with angle parking, but then I don't think that the road is quite wide enough for the angle parking option, so...
But we've got so much parking off Murray Street.
We do, and you know what? A lot of people don't realise that there is the one-year target, there's the big U Park, and... I think that there just needs to be... I understand early next year, council does intend to do a review of the parking and then hopefully it'll be better advertised for people what parking is available. I think
we don't have the little blue parking signs,
do
we?
No, not everywhere. I think there's a few...
They're very useful.
Yes, I think when you don't know...
A town.
You wouldn't know.
Discovered Tanunda has a huge car park behind the shops I didn't know about. So we'd always be looking for parks on the main street because we didn't know there was off-street parking.
Yeah.
So if you come to the town, you're not always aware of what's behind
you need
the
main
signage. Street.
And so it's the same with public toilets as well.
Yes.
You need the signs to say, you know, this way public toilets, this way parking. So
not everybody has lived in Gawler for 25
exactly
years.
Exactly right. So I'm sure that council will take care of that when it does its review next year.
Yes, yes. Because I do feel like we have plenty of parking in Gawler.
It's just not obvious. That's it. All right. Well, that's all we have for you this week.
Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thank you, Sarah.